time is 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden will be telling stories in this half hour. Actually, in this hour of the program is devoted to a lot of in-depth stories. But, I shouldn't say but. And we have often people who are of note who show up here to tell their story. And Lewis Cameron Gossett Jr. is one of those people. Ooh. Join us in a few minutes here on the Good Day program. He's an Academy Award-winning actor, and most people know him for several different roles.
You ready to give up
mayonnaise?
Very love good.
It. Yeah, mayonnaise. All right, so at any rate, what do you have, Jen Jen?
Trending now at Yahoo, because I do like to check in from time to time. Tamara Mowry is trending number one on Yahoo. Her baby. She was one of the twins. Do you remember the twins that did that TV show, Tia and Tamara?
No.
Okay. Well, she's getting ready to have a baby at any minute, so people are checking her out right now. Evelyn Lozada, who is the ex-wife of Chad Ochocinco, is at number two. She's going to let a court order against Chad expire, taking away her protection of, I guess, separation, shall you say. Lil Wayne is number three. He has been scolded by a judge for acting unreasonably. Go figure. And his name is Lil Wayne. Toni Braxton's at number four. She's bankrupt. And number five trending right now is smartphones. Kind of interesting.
Toni Braxton is bankrupt?
That's what she said.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, I just thought she had a good head on her shoulders.
Yeah. All right, so that's it. Plus, later on in this hour, we revisit War of the Worlds. So we have Richie's story, Jennifer's story, my story, Lewis Gossett's story, and we'll start because Lewis is the guest. We'll have his story first right after this on Good Day.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s, cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain with this astonishment residue.
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Lewis Gossett Jr., born in Brooklyn, New York, where there's a lot of water, a lot of wind, and he's probably very thankful that he's not there at the moment. You still have family, though, back in Brooklyn, Lewis?
Yeah, back in a place where it's kind of, I'm concerned with Coney Island.
Coney Island.
3 avenues wide.
Mm-hmm.
And but, I remember a bad storm, but this is the worst in history, but the two of those avenues were underwater, so it was in the middle.
Well,
and then after that, it was the Katrina affair, where I have relatives there. And it's fortunate that we want to speak a little like this, not a little bit. So it's a good thing you guys don't speak that way.
Well, we have three different locations. The people on this program here, I'm on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, which is outside of Boston. Richie's down in Washington.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Jennifer
three
is,
of you are having problems here. I hope you're all right.
Well, Jennifer's in Los Angeles.
I'm in L.A. with you.
Fine.
Hey, we're okay out here.
Let's go to the supermarket.
That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Go to Vons.
Buy me some bread. Buy me some bread and milk and send it my way, Lewis.
Yeah.
You got it.
Lou, do you prefer Lou or Louis? So I hear people refer to you both ways. Which do you prefer?
It really doesn't matter. Just don't call me late for dinner.
All right. Okay. So you, ba-da-ba-da-ba-bum. When you go down the street, let's say, I don't, where do you live? What town do you live in?
I live in Malibu, California.
Live in Malibu. Okay. So when you're walking around in Malibu, I happen to have a place in Santa Monica, so I'm thinking of that little shopping center right by the, as you go over the causeway on the left-hand side, it's kind of a nice little shopping center. When
yeah,
you
with
go
a walk.
In, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go in there, or you go to the grocery store, or you go to the drugstore, or you have a sandwich, that little shop there, do people leave you alone? Or do they say,
yeah, it's a very sophisticated area, they say, because of Hollywood and stuff. So you can see people, you know, you see a Goldie Hawn or those people in their cutoffs and their flip-flops and their babies and stuff. And you say hello to them, and some people, there's a lot of respect here.
Yeah.
Because of we all kind of live amongst our public.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing to do when people like the work you've done.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about what do they call that show, the DMZ or whatever they call it.
TMZ, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just okay. There's no secrets.
DMZ.
I'm very grateful to have done it for as long as I have and to be successful and to be a pleasure to someone's life.
All right, so all of the things, you got an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor, an Officer, and a Gentleman back in 1982. You were well known as the Colonel in Iron Eagle.
Yeah, you done Emmy with Roots.
Yeah,
Roots. Yeah.
I guess I would ask which of all of the things, because we haven't spoken before, so this is sort of virgin territory. I wonder what Lou Gossett thinks is his finest achievement as an actor.
Well, I'm just fortunate enough. There are quite a few. There's steps up the steps. You know, it's the job that I did with my buddy. I wish him well, James Garner in Skin Game,
mm-hmm.
and then all the way up until doing the movie The Landlord with the late Hal Ashby, all the way up to The Roots, playing Fiddler, to An Officer and Gentleman, to playing Anwar Sadat, to playing Enemy Mine, Diggstown, and now the faith-based movies, and now this foundation, being an elder, I have to pass a message on to the next generation. The next generation, it is essential that we have compassion for one another, to pay attention to the elements of the planet that God put in a pristine area where we had enough food, fresh air, that we didn't have to buy in a bottle, or water we didn't have to buy in a bottle, enough food in the ocean and enough fresh vegetables, and we needed one another in order to exist, and we would trade and barter and have sensitivity to one another in spite of our differences. And that tendency for us to go to war and then compete against one another is leading to the destruction of the planet.
Well, I find it interesting. You have something called the Erasism Foundation that you put together.
Yeah, well, I have a curriculum for the young all the way up to voting age. How to practice, how to get back to that.
And what does it consist of? How does it work?
Every child, before they went out the door, including when I was a child, and I see the difference, is before the child went out the door, they were dressed properly.
Mm-hmm.
They had respect for the elder and a knowledge of their culture. They had respect for the opposite sex. They were clean, hygiene, they brushed their teeth and their hair, and they took baths. They had spirituality. They had a knowledge of someone else's cultures where they could speak about who they come from with a respect, and a conflict resolution is called. And they'd have to learn that in the family before they hit the doorknob to go out in the street. They were taught that. And we have lessons, and we have lectures, we have films, we have games that teach these young people how to be that way before they went out the door. When they get older than 8, 9, 10, and 11, then they become authority figures to teach the new kids how we do things. It's the democratic way. So then we live democracy the way our forefathers wrote. We hold these truths to be self-evident, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And when we promote the greatest system of living in the world, democracy, properly, then we win without war. We win by example.
Yeah. Interesting.
And so many of us with so many different cultures are in this country today.
Mm-hmm.
We have to celebrate it all and let everybody have an equal say in this country and be that beautiful country that we used to be and we can be again.
You know, I'm listening to you. There are two threads that have gone through my program this morning so far. One of them has to do with what you were suggesting there. Our number one agenda has to be the salvation of the planet.
Oh, absolutely. Nobody wins.
Yeah, the way that we, and I believe that we're actually on the cusp, on the edge of a rebirth, and it will, I think it'll change economics, I think it'll change personal relationships, I think it'll change how we feel, about things. Nothing happens without, though, a real shake-up.
Oh yeah, you know, in times of crisis, and then you can identify today, it shouldn't cost any money.
No.
We need to drop some things and help one another.
Yeah, right.
Why do we have to, right. To do with money.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. So tell us about the Peace Link Live. What
Peace
you're doing
Link
there.
Live is people of like minds like that who know that the number one agenda is a piece of this planet, otherwise nobody wins.
Mm-hmm.
If the most important thing is the salvation of the planet, as we're kind of agreeing today with this weather,
mm-hmm.
and the most important commodity is our children, then if we're fighting and war over anything else, we may as well be in a 747 airplane at 30,000 feet. That plane is plummeting to the ground, but the people inside the plane are fighting over who's going to be in first class.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. The plane's going to crash.
Mm-hmm.
So that there's an indication that we get from our higher power, mine is called God,
mm-hmm.
that perhaps we should cooperate with one another with a bottom line reality. The salvation of the planet is essential, and the education of our children is also essential. Those are the two things.
So how do you feel your efforts are being accepted? How do you feel you're doing with the Racism Foundation and the Peace Link Live effort? What's your read on it?
Well,
by the way,
what
the website
have to do is be responsible to giving the information out for what it's worth to the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
What they do with it is up to them. But our life gets complete when we do this mentorship. I had to speak when I was just got off location in Canada, and it's right across the border from Detroit. So I got a chance to speak to two kinds of young people in the high school and college area, and they asked me what I thought. I said, "Well, you know, my life is, you know, I'm 76. My life is
God love you.
Is here, and God has seen fit for me to give you this message. But if we go into a next military conflict, it's going to happen in this country."
Mm-hmm.
And the people who fight it, we're going to be you.
Mm-hmm.
So that you have dreams of being doctors and mothers and fathers and presidents, whatever. You don't have to put that aside. You're going to be a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to fight a war that nobody wins. And then by the time you finish cleaning up the nuclear waste, you're going to be my age. What kind of life do you want?
Yeah, exactly. How do we hold it all together?
Well, maybe we should go in another direction.
Yep, that's a maybe. Heavens, we need to. And personal relationships is where it all starts, I think, frankly.
Our differences don't matter anymore.
No, you're right about that. Peace Link Live, all
yes.
One word, peacelinklive.org. It is a connection to love, peace. It sounds like it's out of the 60s. It isn't. It's out of every era. It's out of every age.
We've come to this point.
Every century. And it starts with men and women. It starts with parents and children. It starts with neighbors. It starts in the political reality, the civility that isn't there, that needs to be. All of these things are a true message. You're a true gentleman, Lou Gossett, Jr.
Thank you for telling us
the story of Peace Link Live and peacelinklive.org. 21 after on Good Day.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help.
immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's 53 minutes after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer. A lot of gadgets at the CES. What is it? Consumer Electronics Show?
That's it.
The association has listed them. We're going to try to find a gentleman who has some expertise in this area in just a moment so we can give you a list of this year's best gadgets for Christmas. It's coming right up here on Good Day.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
All right, now it's time for an overview of the things that may be, if you're a techie, and this part of the program is always devoted to technology. I don't know if techie is even the right word, although I do know I've found somebody, a guy that I've known for a long, 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 long time.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean, it's true that I have known you for a long, 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 long time. As you know, we're celebrating the 25th year of the Good Day program, and I think that we could justify some coordination or connection between you and me over those 25 years.
Well, and look at all that has evolved in terms of technology over those years.
It's really That's amazing. True. All right, so you have a list of the cool gadgets that ought to be considered to be a, if Santa's coming down your chimney, maybe these are things that ought to be in it from the Consumer Electronics Association?
Yeah, they nail it every year with this holiday shopping forecast, and I'm not making this up. They surveyed adults across the USA, a bigger sample size than most of the presidential polls, and here were the four choices adults said they want for Christmas. Number one, tablet computer. Mm-hmm. Number two, cash. Number three, peace and happiness. Number four, smartphone.
Twinkies. Oh.
All right, so tablet computers are number one above, in front of cash?
Yeah, and in front of peace and happiness. But
Good
think
God.
About think about what a burgeoning business this has been throughout the recession and even now in this agonizingly gradual recovery. Consumer electronics is a $206.5 billion business here in the USA. It's going to grow another 5% in the coming year, but when you deep dive into these sales figures, it's very interesting. The business grew 6% this year with tablets and smartphones, and if you subtract tablets and smartphones, the business would go down 4.5%. So that's the sweet spot. And it's not just new shiny objects that people are going to be loading into Santa's sleigh this year. 20% of adults surveyed, one-fifth of holiday shoppers, say they're going to buy a TV during the holiday season.
They're all buying television sets or some kind of computer. I thought that...
And we all knew that the prices were going to come down. If you're an early adopter, you pay through the schnoz. But look how cheap these great big flat-screen HD TVs have become. $269,
$299, really?
For which you might have paid 10 times as much even just 4 or 5 years ago.
All right. So $299 for a big TV. What else? You got about 30 seconds. What's the other best deal around that you think is going to be the most popular, beside what we've talked about, tablet computers and smartphones, that kind of stuff?
A lot of demand for high-tech cameras, digital single-lens reflex cameras.
Yeah.
Prices on them are coming down, too.
Well,
and I have a special gift for all your listeners, a free download today on my website, survivalspeech.com.
We don't know what it is. It's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
A free download at Holland's website, survivalspeech.com. That's survivalspeech.com. Holland Cook helping us out with ideas for Christmas here on Good Day.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one use certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one use certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement. Attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steinerwald. Admitted in California. Office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California 92122. Cases may be referred to or handled independently by local counsel for principal responsibility.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
Richie, I believe that is that you have the theme to Superman handy by there. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program, by the way.
Sure.
With Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me, Michelle Gerson is going to help us in the romance travel department. There's a lady who hosted a very successful one of those nighttime love shows.
Yep,
gave
very
great
cool
advice to people and now has turned that into passport romance travel to give you an idea of where to travel if you're seeking a romantic getaway. So those ideas coming up. They're a good Christmas presents idea, I think.
Yeah, Michelle's a lot of fun. She has some great stuff.
Yeah, she is nice, very nice lady.
Very fun.
Right, but before we get to that.
But I need you to clarify here for
me. Yes, Rich. Remember. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman.
Okay, so you want the original.
I want the original.
You don't want the John Williams movie theme.
No.
You don't want the Lois and Clark theme.
No, I don't want the theme. I want...
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. That's the one, right?
The big voiced announcer... Goosebumps kind of a good day. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird. It's faster than one.
More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Yes.
Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands. And who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle of truth,
justice,
and the American way.
Now it's time to meet Mamika. She may not be faster than a speeding bullet or more powerful than a locomotive, but this grandmother is definitely a superhero. Frederica Goldberger, a 94-year-old woman, may look a little old, but wait until you meet her alter ego, a super senior citizen who goes by the moniker Mamika. Frederica retired in her early 80s. She was bored, unhappy, and so her grandson began taking pictures of her to help cheer her up and to keep her active. After a couple of years, Mamika, the superhero, came out of all these pictures. She said, quote, "I always loved comics and I wanted to show that good things could happen to superheroes when they get older. So Superman, Wonder Woman, they all stay young. I wondered what these people would look like when they get older. So she put on a cape and an outfit. She comes from a very wealthy Jewish family, by the way. Was involved in World War II. She hid in order to survive. After the war, she left Hungary and went to France. She's been in America. She raised her family. And if you look, this picture at DougStephan.com pretty much tells the story. If you haven't seen it, check out the story of this woman, retired in her 80s, bored. The idea of photography and what she could dress as, because she loved these superheroes. She started wearing this costume, and now it's all over the Internet. And you can see it in a special section from today's show at DougStephan.com. Very cool. Kind of, that's cute. That stuff is always cute.
Yeah. I'm also watching our video of the day, guys jumping off of their roof onto a pile of leaves.
Pretty.
What a bunch of morons.
Yeah, not very smart.
But it's funny.
Yeah. Holiday time is upon us. The holidays, entertainment, going to parties in general, seeing people that you probably haven't seen maybe since last year during holiday season. Maybe that's true with relatives and friends. How'd you like to have your friends and family see you looking younger than you did last year? Maybe 5 years younger than you did last year, 10 years younger than last year, 20 years younger. And to be able to do this in minutes, no dangerous injections, Roberta, no painful surgery, Roberta, no costly prescriptions, Roberta.
Yes.
Now you can with Insta Results, Pure Attitudes Insta Results. It's a facelift in a bottle. It's called Insta Results. It shrinks, virtually erases the lines and wrinkles naturally. All those telltale signs of aging gone. And if you put a small amount on your face, under your eyes there especially, and on your forehead and on your neck, it'll do the trick in just minutes. Almost like a miracle. Insta Results. Go online, get a fabulous deal on Insta Results. Just ask David.com/Doug. The three-piece skin essentials, also available. And the free book offer is there from Pure Attitude. Great company. This fabulous deal on Insta Results, yours for $65, and you get a free bottle when you pay for a regular bottle. Why don't you get, I think interaction with an operator is better. So call 941-505-2631. Tell them you want a couple, three, four bottles. Maybe you pay for two, get two free. Great stocking stuffers for people who you know want to be conscious and are of the way they look. There's no shipping charge, no handling charge. The bottom line is you pay $65 for this bottle at 941-505-2631. Try it. You will love it. There's no danger involved here at all. Just wonderful results. 941-505-2631 for Insta Results. And when you get a regular bottle, you pay for one of them at $65, get another one free. 941-505-2631. Do it now while you're thinking about it.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Mark Morial with the National Urban League, here to tell you about the Independent Foreclosure Review. This free program is monitored by federal bank regulators. It provides eligible homeowners with the opportunity to have their mortgage files reviewed by a neutral party to see if errors occurred during the foreclosure process. If an error is found, homeowners may be eligible for compensation or other remedy. To learn more about this and other programs available to assist homeowners, give the Homeownership Preservation Foundation a call at 1-855-778-0855.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you have ever been to PassportRomance.com, Roberta, you know the work of our guest, Michelle Gerson. She has created, and that's what I love about stories like this, created out of basically nothing a whole idea, a way to help people, give you an idea about where you should go to travel if you want a romantic getaway. Why do I keep saying Gerson, and I know it's Gerson? Why do I do
Michelle,
that?
We want to beat him upside the head for mispronunciation.
Well, Michelle, you and I have had several very nice conversations. I have been a fan of you. I think the job you did as that first, I think you got started on New Jersey 101.
Yeah.
That's where you found fame first, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah. Besides starting as a traffic reporter, my first talk radio job was at New Jersey 101.5.
Yeah.
And so, I've been doing relationship talk since.
How does going from reporting on traffic to relationships, and they're all train wrecks, right? They're all just highway crashes, and so it makes good
sense,
right?
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And sometimes you get further with traffic than you do in a relationship. At least there's an ending or something.
Man, I'll amen to that. Yeah. I'm standing up and taking a bow with that one. The fact that you have been able to do this begs the question about your own romantic experiences. Because oftentimes the best people for advice are the ones who have had the best experiences. What about you?
Well, let's just put it this way. I'm great at giving advice, I've been told. Not always so great at taking it, but
Isn't that the way it always is, though? It is.
I've had some great relationships. I would lie if I say, if I wouldn't say I'm not still searching for the one. But I've had some terrific relationships along the way.
Well, maybe that's part of it. Maybe you have to have those relationships along the way. You learn, you sort of get beaten up, you have sadness, you have joy, you have love, and if you give up, then you might as well be dead. Right? What's the point?
Right. True, absolutely.
Are some of these opportunities for people who are looking, or is this an opportunity for people who are together that want to add to or create romance? By the way, the website for Michelle is PassportRomance.com. So which is it, or is it both?
It's both. I created it just to give people ideas of where they could travel. I've done a lot of travel on my own as a single woman. So I feel like there are places such as traveling throughout Europe where there are some great cities where you can just go and you're guaranteed to meet people along the way. I think travel is one of the best ways to meet other people because you have like-minded interests. But then there's also just quite romantic destinations that I've been to that cater more towards honeymoon couples or those going on their anniversaries. So I mix it up. There's a little bit of everything throughout the website.
All right, so let's take a couple of examples, and let's separate this. For people who are looking for romance, or looking for a date, or looking for a traveling companion, is there a way, almost like if you go online to find dates, can you find people who want to take trips and are looking for a partner to go, maybe they want just somebody to go with them on a trip, or maybe they want to look for somebody who, this could be the start of something big. How is that handled?
Yeah, I mean, there definitely are, I think now with Facebook and with meetups.com, there are definitely ways to put yourself out there and to say, hey, I'm taking a trip. Who wants to go? But I have seen other websites just in Googling, you know, people who are like-minded, such as I Scuba Dive. And I know that there are scuba diving websites where you could post that you're looking for, that you're going to be in a certain destination and who else is going to be there at this time. Or there's something called, there's a new website called tripping.com, which is sort of like a couch surfing website, if you've heard of that, where if you're traveling to a new destination, you can go and contact somebody and say, hey, I'm going to be, you know, wherever it is in Paris. And there are people who will post on there that they have homes where you could stay. And usually they're young, single people who are just looking to meet tourists.
You know, and now you've just rung a bell with me. My daughter and her husband went to Paris 2 weeks ago. They spent 10 days, and they found an apartment the way you just described it. And I'd forgotten how Megan told me that that's what they did, but they found, and it was a wonderful little flat, and they felt very mm-hmm. much at home. It was like being at home, and they stayed there for 9 days. I think it was, yeah, it was 9 days. So,
do they find that a lot of people that come to their website are looking for clues on how to find the Grateful Dead's greatest hits?
Tripping.com, get it. No, it's not like that. I mean, stereotypically, yeah, no. Mm. It could be anyone. It could be any type of person.
The problem oftentimes with these things is there are expectations. I guess we all go into relationships with depending on what the relationship is, with expectations, and then they aren't met. Do people complain afterwards? There must be, what is that? Is it, what's this site? Yoga, what is that site that you rate experiences or businesses or some whatever it
Yelp.
Is?
Yelp.
Yelp, that's what it is, yeah. Yeah.
Close.
Yeah, well, listen, I don't use that often. This is obvious from me not knowing what it was called. Jennifer just loves it when I do that. She gets hysterical when I can't remember the name, but at least I knew what it was.
It's not when you can't remember, it's just when you attempt to remember, and it's funny. That's
yeah. All right, so anyway, the reviews that would show up on Yelp for some of these experiences, helpful or not?
Helpful a little bit. I mean, TripAdvisor is another main travel site where people post critiques of what they think. However, you also have to keep in mind that I think a lot of times people will post when something's negative but not post when something
yeah, when
is positive.
Right, that happens.
Yeah. So, I look at it. If there's somebody who, or a whole string of people who have written, there are bed bugs at this hotel, or it's filthy, dirty, yeah, I would take that into consideration. Mm-hmm. But little things here and there, I mean, you just have to think everybody's going to complain about something at some point.
All right,
point.
So romance travel, is it different than just regular travel in the sense that you would go to actually different places, or do you just go to the same places and expect different results?
I think you can find romance no matter where you go. If you're with the right person, and, I mean, you could be, you know, in the middle of, South Africa, I've never been, but I hear, is extremely romantic because
yeah,
they have these
is.
Safaris. And,
I think
you might seek out something that has a little more of a romantic flair. You might decide to go to a resort, which is just absolutely beautiful, where you could relax, enjoy the spa. Or you might find romance in going to Scandinavia to go visit Norway and see the Northern Lights this time of year. It's supposed to be the best year, actually, in the 50-year cycle to observe the Northern Lights this winter.
That's a good cuddle place to go, anywhere where it's cold, but that's a fascinating part of the world. All right, so if you want some help creating a nice romantic gift for Christmas for the loved one in your life, or if you want to try to find somebody, this may be a good way to do it. Check out Michelle's website, Passport Romance, all one word, passportromance.com. Michelle, great to have you here. Continued success. Keep writing. Keep coming up with those ideas. Again, it's Passport
Thank
Romance.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. .com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Christmas, darling, we're apart, yeah. That's true, but I can dream, and in my dreams,
I got McFadden. Christmas, he's going to be answering, Michael, you can try his cell phone.
Yeah, try McFadden, let's get this.
He already he answered for me, he just doesn't like Michael so much.
Right, we saw all of the numbers there. It's a Christmas Day, 54 minutes past the hour. A happy and healthy new year, certainly. Well, we'll wish that to you on the new year, because we'll be here on new year. I'm looking at a nice little Christmas card from Chuck Curry and his daughter, who's become very cute.
Quite the lady.
Very cute.
Poor thing's going to need therapy because Chuck keeps taking her to horror movies, but you know.
Yeah, not so
all right, keeping the medical business in order.
All right, so I just want to say, in addition to Jennifer and to and Roberta, and all the people that make all of this happen every day, Bob Kay is another one of these people. That, I had a dinner, Meredith and I took him over to the Wayside Inn the other night for dinner with his wife, Tony. He's here visiting her. Tony is from this area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I first met Bob in 1968. We were working together at WBZ, and we've been friends ever since. And now he's my manager of affairs, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his wife have come for Christmas. They haven't been here for a long time, but her father died a year or so ago. The mother wanted everybody to come here,
aww,
and so they did. So we had a nice dinner the other day. So certainly a Merry Christmas to them. It's interesting, in looking at some of the cards that I've gotten, I have my two, the most interesting people that were not on the Board of Trustees with me at Heidelberg that were actually management, the three of them, because I have to give all of them credit. Dominic DiTavio, with whom I will spend some time when we're down in Stevensville. Jewel, who lives in Stevensville, a singer, is going to be a co-host on the program that we do. I think it's the 9th of January, Jennifer, if I'm not mistaken. Rob Huntington, who is now the president of Heidelberg, sent me a wonderful message, and so did your friend Jimmy.
Jimmy!
So I wanted to mention the Trojas as well. All right, where's McFadden?
I'm right here.
He answered my call. It was funny. We had Michael call you, and you ignored that
Jennifer
one.
When I called Jennifer calling, I was like, oh, I have to get this.
Merry Christmas, Rich. Are you up and at 'em?
We are up. We've been up since 7 o'clock, and we're still opening presents.
Oh, it's,
no, it's only an hour.
Second, while I keep my son from stabbing a box with some scissors. Sean, give me the scissors. I'll open the box for you.
Did Santa come?
All right, so, yeah, what have you gotten? I want to know what Rich McFadden got.
You know what? You guys can actually hear. I'm opening up some presents still. I've gotten, you know, of course,
this is like play-by-play.
Underwear.
It's a bad time, by the way. Thank
hold
goodness.
On, I'm opening. I got an outfit, and look, I got a sweater.
Whoa!
It's a brown sweater that zips at the top, and it's very thin and kind of
really
feeling.
Hey, say happy birthday to that hot wife of yours, by the way.
Oh, hold on one second, Janet. They want to say happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Janet.
And Jesus.
Happy birthday. It's not Jesus' birthday. Why do you keep promoting that fake?
Wow, we're so pretty in the background. Thank
Isn't
you
that
so
nice?
Much. We did that to Row, Row, Row Your Boat, Janet. You know, I have to have a different chorus each time, so we have a little different swing there. All right, so you have gone for broke this morning as usual. How is Juliana doing?
Oh, Juliana is very happy playing with her new toys and going around with all the new outfits she got and trying to decide what she's going to wear today.
She's deciding what she wants to wear.
She'll be lovely any way she goes, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. She got from her grandmother the coolest outfit. So I was like, I want one, but I don't see them making in big sizes, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very nice. Why are you guys doing working? Doug.
This isn't work.
Exactly.
This is not.
Doug.
This is fun. We're here to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a happy, well, we'll do this Happy New Year next week. Are you going to let Rich come in on New Year's morning, or are you going to keep him away from us again?
I don't know. Let me think about it.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, listen to that.
If we have some plans, then he won't be going. No, but he said that he may stop by. So
right. Okay.
You may have him there.
All right. We'll have him.
But,
Merry Christmas.
But happy birthday.
Thank
Merry
you
Christmas.
Thank for letting him be with me on
yep.
my birthday.
You're welcome. All right. Take good care.
Have a wonderful time, guys. Yep. Merry Christmas.
You too, Janet.
And you as well.
I wish you the best.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. What is? You want to listen to this instead? Michael, if you'd have been clever, you would have had that song underneath me so that I could have shown everybody how much on. I was actually on that. I found the pitch myself. I really, as you know, I'm very pleased with myself.
You wasn't bad.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.